Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In the past few episodes, we analyzed how we spend our time using 15-minute time audits. We also learned to prioritize our time and discussed how routines help us meet our goals. When we set life-changing goals, they can't be completed in a single day. This is why a strong routine works in our favor. This week is all about frequency. When we set a goal, we need to work on it a little bit each day. We tend to overestimate what we can accomplish in a short period of time and underestimate what we can achieve over the long run. When we take a large goal and break it into small pieces that we work on every day, the work evolves over time as we evolve. Each day, a bit of our creative energy comes out, growing stronger and more refined. Over the long run, the unglamorous habit of frequency fosters both productivity and creativity. Momentum builds, and we stay connected to what we're creating. When too much time passes between work sessions, we forget where we left off and spend valuable energy catching back up. By the time we're up to speed, our creativity may already be spent. Consistency is like tending a fire. In the beginning, it needs constant care to stay lit. Each day you return to add a few more logs and shift the wood around, slowly building a steady, lasting flame. Tending the fire is a reminder that progress depends on consistent attention. In the early stages of any goal or project, the flame is small and fragile. If it is ignored for too long, it fades out completely. This is why frequency matters more than intensity at the beginning. Returning every day, even for a short time, keeps the fire alive. Each time you come back, you add a few more logs. Some days you add more, other days less. But the act of returning is what matters. As the fire grows, it begins to sustain itself. The warmth builds, the flame becomes steadier, and less effort is required to keep it going. This mirrors how routines work. Small daily actions accumulate into long-term progress. When too much time passes between sessions, the fire cools. You have to spend time reigniting it, remembering where you left off, rebuilding momentum, and regathering creative energy. This process drains energy that could have been used to move forward. Frequent engagement prevents this loss and allows creativity to flow more naturally. Over time, the fire becomes strong enough to withstand brief interruptions. What once required constant attention now burns with confidence. This is the reward of frequency, momentum, clarity, and a creative flame that continues to grow because it is consistently tended. When a fire is tended regularly, there is no need to start from nothing. The embers are still warm, the structure is already in place, and the effort required to continue is minimal. This is the advantage of frequency. By returning to the work every day, you remove the hardest part, starting. Frequency lowers resistance. Instead of facing a cold, unlit fire, you arrive to something already alive. You don't have to remember everything, rebuild momentum, or wait for inspiration to strike. The work is familiar, the direction is clear, and forward movement feels natural. This is why frequency makes starting easier. When action becomes routine, the decision to begin disappears. You simply show up, add a log, and let the fire continue to burn. Over time, consistency replaces hesitation, and progress becomes a natural extension of daily life rather than a battle against it. If it is something we do every day, it naturally becomes easier over time. The resistance we once felt begins to fade, and showing up no longer feels like a struggle. Because we are engaging with the work consistently, our ideas stay fresh in our minds. We don't waste energy trying to remember where we left off or what we were thinking about. The thread of the work remains intact. Working with frequency allows us to be intentional about how we use our time. Instead of pushing until exhaustion, we work for a set amount of time and then choose a clear stopping point. Before stepping away, we decide exactly what needs to happen next. This small but deliberate act creates momentum beyond the current session. When we return for the next work period, we are not starting from zero. We already know what the next step is, so we can begin immediately. This reduces friction and eliminates decision fatigue. The work feels lighter because the path forward is already defined. Over time, this approach builds confidence and clarity. Each session connects smoothly to the next, allowing progress to accumulate steadily. But working this way, frequency turns effort into habit, habit into rhythm, and rhythm into long-term growth. Because each work session ends with a clear next step, we are able to plan our progress realistically. Instead of guessing how long something should take, we develop a better understanding of our pace through consistent effort. This makes it easier to look ahead and set intentional deadlines for ourselves. These deadlines are not meant to create pressure, but to provide structure and direction. When paired with frequency, a deadline becomes a guide rather than a source of stress, helping us stay focused while continuing to move forward at a sustainable pace. Setting and keeping a deadline works best when it is paired with frequency. Rather than treating a deadline as a single moment of intense effort, it becomes a marker that guides consistent daily action. The first step is to set a realistic deadline based on what you can accomplish through regular work sessions, not on ideal conditions or bursts of motivation. Frequency provides honest feedback about your pace, allowing you to choose deadlines that are challenging but achievable. Once a deadline is set, the focus shifts from the final outcome to daily progress. Each work session contributes a small piece toward the larger goal. By showing up every day for a set amount of time, you steadily close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. This approach prevents procrastination because the work is already built into your routine. Keeping a deadline becomes easier when each session ends with clarity about the next step. You are never wondering what to do next, only when you will do it. If progress slows, the deadline can be adjusted thoughtfully rather than abandoned entirely. In this way, frequency supports discipline without burnout, turning deadlines into tools for momentum instead of pressure. When deadlines are supported by consistent daily effort, they lose their sense of urgency and stress. Frequency keeps the pressure off by distributing the work across time instead of forcing it into last-minute sprints. Because progress is happening regularly, there is no need for panic or cramming. The deadline simply marks the end of a process that has been unfolding steadily all along. Frequency keeps the pressure off because progress is no longer dependent on having the perfect day. Instead of riding the emotional highs of a good day or feeling defeated by a bad one, each day becomes simply another opportunity to contribute something meaningful. Some days, the work may feel strong and focused, while other days it may feel slower or less inspired, but both still count. What matters is that something is accomplished every day. This approach removes the all-or-nothing mindset. You are not starting over after a bad day, and you are not trying to make up for lost time after a good one. Each small effort adds to the overall body of work, creating steady forward momentum. Because the progress is cumulative, no single day carries too much weight or pressure. Over time, this consistency builds trust in the process. You no longer rely on motivation, mood, or bursts of energy to move forward. The work continues because it is part of your routine. Frequency smooths out the highs and lows, turning uneven effort into reliable progress. As a result, the pressure stays off and momentum is maintained through steady everyday action. When progress is built into the rhythm of everyday life, its impact becomes undeniable. Small repeated actions shape outcomes far more reliably than occasional bursts of effort. What I do every day compounds, forming habits, momentum, and results that last. In contrast, what I do once in a while may feel productive in the moment, but it rarely creates lasting change. In the end, what I do every day shapes my life far more than what I do occasionally. Frequency is a realistic approach because it works within the realities of daily life. Family responsibilities, limited time, shifting energy, and unexpected interruptions. By committing to small, consistent actions, progress continues even when conditions are not perfect. Daily habits keep the pressure off. There is no need to rely on good days or bursts of motivation, because each day contributes something to the whole. Work stays familiar, ideas stay fresh, and momentum carries forward naturally. Over time, productivity grows not through intensity, but through steady engagement and follow-through. This approach leads to more than completed projects. It leads to greater life satisfaction. Knowing that progress is being made consistently creates a sense of control, balance, and fulfillment. Instead of feeling behind or overwhelmed, there is confidence in the process. When effort becomes part of the rhythm of everyday life, growth feels sustainable and meaningful. What I do every day matters more than what I do once in a while because it builds not only results, but a life that feels aligned and satisfying. Now that we have learned the power of frequency, it's time to put it into practice this week. Choose a small, realistic daily habit and commit to showing up consistently, even if only for a short amount of time. Focus less on outcomes and more on the act of returning to the work each day. This week is about building the rhythm and experiencing how steady engagement changes the way progress feels. Next week, we will build on this foundation by learning how to hone and refine our creative practice. Once frequency is in place, we can begin to shape, improve, and deepen the work that is already in motion. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today, and I look forward to completing my goals with you. More on this next week.